A growing number of college coaches are complaining that female athletes are draining resources from college men's athletics. The Bush administration this week announced it's forming a panel to review the workings of Title IX. The program went into effect 30 years ago this week, ushering in an explosion in collegiate women's sports. But now, some of the men's teams say they're paying the price for the women's success. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Wrestling is Daniel Fell's passion. His greatest victory came during the final tournament of his junior year at Marquette University. Competing against some of the top wrestlers in the nation, Fell lost his first match, but was determined not to give up.
They had a great lead, and I came back and took third place, so I came back, won every match after that. I mean, it just was like a great moment for me, and just not only just like you just win those matches, but it took a lot of perseverance.
And he'd need a lot more perseverance to face his next challenge. It wasn't on the mat, but with Marquette administrators. In his senior year, the school announced it was eliminating the team.
We really only had 3 athletes on full scholarship, and we had 30 guys. So that's, I mean, 27 guys really getting nothing. They're just going to Marquette just to compete and just really give it their all. So the fact that it wasn't a financial issue, I think that bothered me quite a bit.
The Booster Club raised enough money to keep the program going, but the decision had been made. Marquette became the 170th school to cut wrestling in the last couple decades. Fell and his coach suspect Title IX is to blame. An interpretation of the law in the mid-90s mandates that athletic participation must mirror enrollment. So if 52% of the students at a school are women, then 52% of the school's athletes should be female, too. To the Marquette wrestlers, it seems unfair to cut their sport just to meet what they see as a gender quota. They've joined a lawsuit brought by a group of coaches and the National Wrestling Coaches Association. Mike Moyers, the association's director, argues it's not just wrestling that's suffering. Men's swimming has lost 80 college teams, and track is down 45 teams.
Our hope for this lawsuit is to eliminate gender quotas from the interpretation of Title IX forever and to replace it with a more fair and reasonable interpretation, one that's based on interest as opposed to a strict numerical limit.
Women are equally interested in sports, retorts Marcia Greenberger of the National Women's Law Center. She argues the claims made in the wrestlers' lawsuit distort the true picture.
Yes, some men's teams like wrestling have been cut. Some women's teams like gymnastics have been cut too over the years. But other men's teams like baseball have grown dramatically.
Greenberger points to a recent General Accounting Office study that concludes 2/3 of all schools have not had to cut any teams in order to meet the demands of Title IX. The way they do it is by adding women's teams. The schools that fare best are those that are part of big money-making conferences, like the Southeastern Conference. Take the University of Georgia. They've added 3 women's teams in the last 5 years: soccer, fast-pitch softball, and an equestrian team. Glada Horvat is the school's associate athletic director.
We're one of the fortunate schools that actually runs our athletic program in the black.
Which basically means that their football team pulls in so much money through ticket sales, alumni support, and lucrative TV contracts that it can funnel proceeds to all the lower profile men's sports and all the women's teams, too.
So that's our strength, having the financial basis to make these sports grow.
Many schools don't have huge revenue-making teams, so in order to comply with Title IX, they've had 2 choices. They've either added women's teams to increase their numbers of female athletes, or they've cut men's programs. Brian Jones of the Department of Education says it's this phenomenon that the Bush administration's Title IX panel will evaluate.
If this commission can come up with some concrete suggestions for how we might improve our enforcement of Title IX to ensure that we see continued progress for women and that we don't have unintended consequences with how we enforce the law, then I think ultimately the nation will win and we'll have a stronger Title IX for it.
The commission will finish its work next January. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.